Section 30. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the prophet to David Whitmer, Peter Whitmer Jr., and John Whitmer at Fayette, New York, September 1830, following the three-day conference at Fayette, but before the elders of the church had separated. Originally, this material was published as three revelations. It was combined into one section by the prophet for the 1835 edition of the Doctrine and Covenants. 1 through 4. David Whitmer is chastened for failure to serve diligently. 5 through 8. Peter Whitmer Jr. is to accompany Oliver Cowdery on a mission to the Lamanites. 9 through 11. John Whitmer is called to preach the gospel.
Behold, I say unto you, David, that you have feared man, and have not relied on me for strength as you ought. But your mind has been on the things of the earth, more than on the things of me, your Maker, and the ministry whereunto you have been called. And you have not given heed unto my spirit, and to those who were set over you, but have been persuaded by those whom I have not commanded. Wherefore you are left to inquire for yourself at my hand, and ponder upon the things which you have received. And your home shall be at your father's house, until I give unto you further commandments. And you shall attend to the ministry in the church, and before the world, and in the regions round about. Amen. Behold, I say unto you, Peter, that you shall take your journey with your brother, Oliver. For the time has come that it is expedient in me that you shall open your mouth to declare my gospel. Therefore fear not, but give heed unto the words and advice of your brother, which he shall give you. And be you afflicted in all his afflictions, ever lifting up your heart unto me in prayer and faith, for his and your deliverance. For I have given unto him power to build up my church among the Lamanites, and none have I appointed to be his counselor over him in the church concerning church matters, except it is his brother, Joseph Smith, Jr. Wherefore give heed unto these things, and be diligent in keeping my commandments, and you shall be blessed unto eternal life. Amen. Behold, I say unto you, my servant John, that thou shalt commence from this time forth to proclaim my gospel as with a voice of a trump. And your labor shall be at your brother Philip Burroughs, and in that region round about, yea, wherever you can be heard, until I command you to go from hence. And your whole labor shall be in Zion, with all your soul from henceforth. Yea, you shall ever open your mouth in my cause, not fearing what man can do, for I am with you. Amen.